Good evening. Good evening and welcome to a service of worship for Good Friday as together we celebrate Tenebrae worship, the worship of shadows. Please join me now for the call to worship. The words will be on your screen. Fear and fascination drew observers to the first Holy Friday. These emotions have attracted people ever since.
We cannot flee from the pain and suffering which Jesus experienced on our behalf.
We wonder why one so faithful and loving had to face the agony of rejection and death.
Jesus was wounded for our transgressions and was bruised for our iniquities.
In this time of worship, we join Christ at Calvary, aware of our involvement in the cruelty there. Our faithfulness is tested at the cross, and our lives are judged by our response. Please join me in prayer. Eternal God, on this blessed Holy Friday, we gather with your people to celebrate your sacrifice for our sins. We thank you, O God, for sending Jesus Christ, your only Son, to give his life on the cross for the world. And we thank you, Jesus Christ, for your selfless sacrifice. We thank you, O God, for carrying our burdens and our sins for our redemption. As we worship you tonight, help us to remember your journey to the cross. Help us to remember your suffering, your agony, your pain. Help us to remember all that you endured for our salvation. Breathe upon your people everywhere and breathe upon us as we worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen. And join us now for the congregational hymn, There Is a Fountain.
And
sins. Amen. Our scripture lesson, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through verse 20, from the King James Version. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say unto you, I will not eat any more thereof until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it. And gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. The word of the Lord. As you prepare where you are to share virtual communion with us, let us sing together, Jesus paid it all. As we prepare now to receive the Lord's body and blood, let us ask God's blessings upon these elements. Let us pray. Eternal God, we lift the body, the blood of Christ to you for your blessing and for your consecration. As we receive your body and blood, help us to remember your journey to Calvary. Bless those in their homes who receive your body and blood, and bless us today. In Christ's name, amen. Body of Christ, the blood of Christ. As we eat and drink together, let us remember the Lord Jesus. I remember. Tonight, as we begin the service of shadows known as Tenebrae, let me share words of meditation. My message will be brief tonight because we will receive messages through the scriptures. We will have a series of readings followed by the extinguishing of candles, followed by a response to the readings as we trace Jesus' journey to the cross. As you reflect tonight upon the readings, upon our time together on this Good Friday, I want your reflections to be shaped by three things. The first is the God of love. The Bible says, but God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This whole process of redemption and salvation is rooted in the love of God. It is because God loved the world that God gave to the world his only Son. So on this Good Friday, remember the God of love. And second, remember the God of grace. As we said a couple of weeks ago, grace grows out of God's love. The Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. How wonderful it is that God's compassion and grace are so strong that God sends his Son to pay the penalty for our sins. If we are followers of Christ, none of us can boast about our standing in Christ. We are who we are where we are what we are by the grace of God. And we thank God tonight for the God of grace. And finally, let your reflections be shaped by the notion that God is our hope. When we think about this world and all that we've experienced with this pandemic, this global pandemic, so many people have died. So many families have been impacted by COVID-19. And there are so many people out there without hope. And I want all of us to remember that our hope is anchored in Jesus Christ. That the hope for today, the hope for the future, grows out of what God has done in Jesus and what God is doing in us every day. We live with hope. That is the Christian testimony on this Good Friday. The testimony is, as we look back centuries ago at Calvary, death did not get the victory. Jesus gave power over death, hell, and the grave. We have the victory. That is our hope. That is our comfort. And that is our assurance. So let us now receive these readings, beginning with the shadow of betrayal, and then the shadow of agony and arrest, and then the shadow of denial, the shadow of accusation, the shadow of mockery, the shadow of crucifixion, the shadow of death, the shadow of burial. After each reading, we will extinguish a candle, and there will be a response. Kanika Pendergrass now, the shadow of betrayal.
Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he went to his disciples, telling them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him." And his disciples went forth and came into the city, and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And in the evening he cometh with the 12. And as they sat and did eat, Jesus said, "Verily, I say unto you, one of you which eateth with me shall betray me." And they began to feel sorrowful, and to say unto him one by one, "Is it I?" And another one said, "Is it I?" And he answered and said unto them, "It is one of the 12 that dippeth with the dish. The Son of Man indeed goeth as it is written of him, but woe to the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayeth. Good were it for that man if he had never been born."
not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you some other to win. Fight valiantly onward, evil compassion subdue. Look ever to Jesus, He will carry you through. Ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to help you. He will carry you through. Shun evil companions, bad language, disdain. God's name hold in reverence, nor take it in vain. Be thoughtful and honest, kind-hearted and true. Look ever to Jesus, He will carry you through.
The shadow of agony and arrest. Luke 22, verse 39 through 48. Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to the disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." While he was still speaking, a crowd came up, and the man who was called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus asked him, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?" The word of the Lord.
Slain.
cherish the old rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it some day for a crown.
Nile, Luke 22:54-62. Then seizing him, they led him away and took him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed at a distance. And when some there had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and had sat down together, Peter sat down with them. A servant girl saw him seated there in the firelight. She looked closely at him and said, "This man was with him." But he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him," he said. A little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." "Man, I am not," Peter replied. About an hour later, another asserted, "Certainly, this fellow was with him, for he is a Galilean." Peter replied, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." Just as he was speaking, the rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. Then Peter remembered the word of the Lord, the word the Lord has spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows today, you will disown me 3 times. And he went outside and wept bitterly.
Of Calvary, the Lord was crucified. The mob stood round about him and mocked him till he died. Two thieves were nailed beside him to share the agony, but one of them cried out to him, Oh Lord, remember me. Will the Lord remember me when I am called to go? When I have crossed death's chilly sea, will he his blood there show? Oh yes, he heard my feeble cry, and from bondage he set me free. And when I reach the pearly gates, he will remember me. Oh, what a shame to kill him there on that rugged cross. But such a death was needed to rescue all of us. His blood was made a ransom to shed, to set the captives free. I know, yes, I know that I am included. He
through 15 of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 15. Very early in the morning, the chief priests with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin reached a decision. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. The chief priests accused him of many things. So again, Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of?" But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now, it was the custom at the feast to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man named Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing it was out of envy that the chief priest had handed Jesus over to them. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have Pilate released Barabbas. "What shall I do then with the one you call the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him," they shouted. "Why? What crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him." Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified.
Come on. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they said. They spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. The word of the Lord.
Jesus, keep me.
Luke 23:32-43. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be crucified, to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucified him there along with the two criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them,
for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is God's Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine, vinegar, and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him with which read, "This is the king of Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other criminals rebuked him. "Don't you fear God?" he said. "Since you are under the same sentence, we are punished justly, for we are going getting what we deeds deserved, our deeds deserved. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come unto your kingdom." Jesus said, answered him, "Truly, I tell you today, you will be with me in paradise."
When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain I count but loss, and poor content
Darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which is translated, my God, why have you forsaken me? Some of those who stood by when they heard that said, look, he is calling for Elijah. Then someone ran and filled a sponge full of sour wine, put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink, saying, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come and take him down. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and breathed his last. Then the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. So when the centurion who stood opposite him saw that he cried out like this and breathed his last, he said, truly, this man was the Son of God.
It causes me to tremble. Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? him in the side. Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they pierced him in the side? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Tremble. Were you there when they pierced him in the side?
The scripture reading from John 19, verses 38 through 42. Later, Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly, because he feared the Jewish leaders. With Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. He was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and alloys, about 75 pounds. Taking Jesus' body, the two of them wrapped it with the spices in strips of linen. This was in accordance with Jewish burial customs. And in the garden of a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid, because it was the Jewish day of preparation, and since the tomb was nearby, they laid Jesus there.
Oh,
Go out to keep vigil at the cross. We carry with us the tragedy of this day, but also its possibilities for reclaiming a heritage and recovering a faith to sustain and move us. Sharing the agony of Jesus' rejection and death, knowing how often we add to the pain, our intent is to take up our cross and follow, but we shrink from the anguish and falter at the cost. Say yes to the Christ without excuses or reservations. Worthy is the one who was slain to receive glory, honor, and power.